want to speak to you first communicants today on your very special day. And one of the things that I remember that my mom taught me is that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Did everyone eat their breakfast this morning? Yes. What do you like to eat for breakfast? Pancakes? Fruit, very good. What? Danish, yummy. I like my sweets too. Cereal, excellent. Toast, pancakes. What's that? A breakfast sandwich, great. Waffles, that's wonderful. What did you eat? Don't remember? You ate something. Very good. And, hi Leah. Good afternoon. Thank you. Why is it important to eat breakfast? If you were thinking like my mom does, why is it important? It gets you ready for the whole day. Right, excellent. Okay, that you have to fast. That's another thing. That's good. Why do we need to eat, though? Okay, any day. Sunday, we have to go to Mass, right? Why is food good for us? What does it do for our bodies? What if we don't have food? Let me ask it that way. You can be very tired, right? What else? You can starve, and even before that, you can feel that hunger in your starving way, right? Your body just is telling you it's time to eat. You break fasting. That's why it's called breakfast, right? Yeah, because we fast during the night, meaning we don't eat, but we do eat when we eat our breakfast, our first food of the day. But I've had it just like you were saying, that if I don't eat my breakfast like my mom told me I should, I start feeling bad, and I can even get sick. Some people even faint, meaning they lose consciousness if they don't have their food. So food is important. And because the day is a long day when we're very active, it's important that breakfast be a part of our day, eating our food. And I want to share with you kind of something similar my mom said, that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is the most important spiritual food of our week. So we come together on Saturday night or Sunday, and we come to Mass, and we receive Jesus, and that's important, because just like we need our food to keep our bodies active, the Eucharist, the body and blood, the soul and divinity of Jesus the Lord, is important for us to grow spiritually and to be strong in our faith. Look, our gospel message today, Jesus appeared. The disciples remember that he had died on the cross, right? But a few days later, he appeared. He rose from the dead. And one of the disciples was not there in the story that we heard. Do you remember his name? Not Peter. What was his name? starts with a T. Thomas, that's right. His name was Thomas. And he said, when the other disciples, his friends, told him, Jesus appeared to us. He's not dead anymore. He rose to new life, and we saw him. And he said, I don't believe. I won't believe. He wanted proof that Jesus had risen from the dead. Do you remember what he said, what his proof was? That's exactly right. He wanted to use his senses. How we normally know things is by using our eyes to see that he was alive, no longer dead, and to be able to touch, to put his own hands into the places where he knew Jesus had been wounded by his death on the cross. And then Jesus did appear, and he invited Thomas not to doubt anymore, but to believe, to look and see and touch if he wanted to. And Thomas did believe. And Jesus then said, blessed are you who have seen, but even more blessed are those who have not seen and believe because of your word. And we are those people who believe because of what has been taught to us and handed on to us. One of those beautiful beliefs that we have is the Eucharist, what you are going to receive in First Communion. Now, we look at it with our eyes, and we can touch it. What does it look like to us? It looks like bread. You're right. It looks like bread. It's a little different kind of bread than our loaf of bread. But it's when we receive it in communion, what do we believe that it has been changed into? The body of Christ, exactly right. The same risen Jesus, the Lord, who appeared. He gives us a special food, a special gift of himself to us. And we say a word that it means, I believe. It's a similar word that what Thomas said, who used the words, I believe, but we say something that means, I believe. Amen. That's exactly right. So the priest or the minister says to you, the body of Christ. And your response is that phrase, that word, amen. I believe that, what you are saying and giving me is the body of Christ. It may not look like it, but I believe in my heart and in my soul. And every time I receive it and do what Thomas did, ask questions, I grow in my faith, and I can understand it and come to a better understanding, like my parents, my grandparents, my godparents, over the course of my life. This is certainly a very special day, and we are glad to celebrate it with all of you.